A Seattle judge says he will rule early next week on whether to release a young dreamer from detention. The case is in the national spotlight as it examines the rights of young immigrants protected by the federal DACA program. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
A decision about the detention of Daniel Ramirez Medina could have come sooner, but a federal judge in Seattle said a last-minute improper filing from the Justice Department forces a delay. It's bitter timing for Ramirez, who's been detained nearly a month. Today is his 24th birthday. Ramirez claims his arrest and detention is unconstitutional because he had lawful status through DACA. One of his attorneys, Mark Rosenbaum, says they want the court to send a clear message for this group of young immigrants.
Issue a statement that DACA provides certain protections for your liberties. That becomes a statement of a federal court. And that is what the executive has to pay attention to. So we don't have to count on the goodwill of ICE agents.
DACA is a program for immigrants who came to the U.S. unlawfully as children, are in school or working, and have a clean record. The Justice Department argues that someone's DACA status can be terminated at any time and that they had cause to arrest Ramirez. DOJ wants the case dismissed. Attorneys for Ramirez want the court to take up the constitutional questions. Another of his lawyers, Luis Cortez, says Ramirez was left confused by his arrest. He could have remained silent, but he thought things would go smoothly when agents questioned him.
And he said, I had nothing to hide. I really thought I was going to get let go.
Cortez says that's how much faith Ramirez had in the DACA program, and it backfired. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.